help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents, urging you to check out all the valuable resources for caregiving that I have on my website, which is elderrage.com. I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving, discussing everything you ever wanted to know, or maybe you never wanted to know, about elder care but were afraid to ask. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to hit you over the head, let me tell you, this is the show for you. Stay tuned because I've got several more great guests for you this hour. So call your friends and be sure to let them know that they can listen online by Tuesday of every week when the show is archived on the internet on WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in internet talk.
We have a tropical depression gaining real strength as it...
The most powerful force on Earth, the hurricane. Responsible for millions of dollars of damage and loss of life every year. The hurricane, a force to be feared, yet we'll look it right in the eye. We are the men and women of the Air Force Reserve, and our world-renowned hurricane hunters go above and beyond, flying directly into nature's most destructive force. We do it to gather the data that makes the difference between safety and disaster. We do it for our communities. We do it for our country. And you can do it too with the Air Force Reserve, because the hurricane hunters are just one of the many exciting careers available with the Air Force Reserve. It may be a part-time job, but it's a full-time experience. Air Force Reserve, above and beyond. For information, call 1-800-257-1212.
Are you a business owner? Does it get a little lonely at the top some days? Are you grappling with decisions you would like to have behind you? Inner Circle of San Diego runs peer groups for business owners who deal with issues like these every day. Inner Circle peer groups provide a safe, helpful place to talk about challenges you can't always talk about elsewhere. With Inner Circle, you have your own personal group of peer advisors, people who understand, people you can respect and trust. We offer you a new way to look at your business and move past the limits of what you thought was possible. Check out our website at www.innercircleofsandiego.com or call 619-295-2899. Our peer groups meet in person in San Diego. For those of you who live elsewhere, we offer Inner Circle Direct, peer groups by phone, the same powerful group support over the phone. Inner Circle Peer Groups, better business, richer life. Join us today.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws,
the worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm your host, Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, with a great lineup for you in this hour. My first guest is a 33-year veteran in law enforcement, Chief Gene Saunders. He's the Chief of Search and Rescue in the Chesapeake, Virginia Sheriff's Office, and he's also the founder and executive director of Project Lifesaver, which it's a, what they have is a device that can find wandering patients very quickly. So, Gene, hello. Please tell everyone all about Project Lifesaver and why you started it.
Well, hi, Jacqueline. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you're welcome.
Well, Project Lifesaver is actually a program which enables law enforcement and public safety agencies which have a responsibility for searching for wandering Alzheimer's patients the ability to actively respond, locate, bring them back in a very short order, with and minimize the possibility of injury or worse.
It's like LoJack for Alzheimer's.
That's something like that. It actually is.
How does it work? How does it work?
Well, we provide, or the agencies that are involved provide, a wristband which has a radio transmitter in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also take a complete data profile of the Alzheimer's patient. Should the patient get out, the caregiver can notify law enforcement through a prearranged number. They can respond within minutes. They tune into a preset frequency that's already in this wristband, and they start tracking that radio signal.
Oh.
And they vector right in and pick them up and bring them back home. We've been very, very satisfied with it. In fact, in the five-city area that I'm in here, right here, we've had 64 searches in 3 years, and our average recovery time right now is 16 minutes.
Isn't that fantastic?
Well, we think so. When you think about the history of search and rescue and how long it takes sometimes to locate wandering Alzheimer's patients and the fact that some of them are never located, you know, we think this is a great assistance to us and to the caregivers.
Fantastic. Now, how does this differ from other wandering programs that are out there?
Well, other wandering programs, as good as they are simply or more or less registry. And it depends on somebody finding the person and then calling to find out who they are. This particular program is an active response program. Project Lifesaver not only has this information, but can actively go out and track that radio signal, locate the person, and bring them back. And again, it has kind of taken off now through the U.S. When we first started it, it was kind of for a selfish motive right in here to save manpower, to save time, to get these people back quickly, and now it's moved out. In the 3 years, we are in localities in 18 states.
Oh, Gene, that's wonderful. So can they get they can't take the wristband off, obviously. How is that put on their wrist?
It is put on. It is a plastic wristband that is similar to the hospital type.
Okay, so it's not big and bulky or anything.
No. In fact, just about, I'd say 99% of the people that we deal with, we put it on, and in a few minutes, they don't even pay any attention to it.
I see.
As part of the program, the agencies that are in it come back every 30 days and pay a visit to the client and to the caregiver, which we found, you know, it kind of gives a rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things I found in dealing with this, caregivers sometimes feel like they're pretty well alone in this whole situation. And now they're actively seeing law enforcement people coming in and talking to them and dealing with them and dealing with the clients, and it gives them a sense of rapport with the law enforcement and a sense of security that this person is who I'm going to be able to depend on should something happen. And in that visit, they also remove the wristband and replace the power source for the radio transmitter.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any statistics on how many patients wander?
Well, I think about 3 years ago, there were 36,000 incidents.
Wow.
And you figure those estimates, and I think that was National Alzheimer's Association figures, and you figure right now they are estimating about 4 to 4.5 million Alzheimer's patients, and about 60% of them will wander.
That's what I've always heard, about 60% of the patients.
Yeah.
The new statistic is 4.6 million diagnosed now out of Stockholm this week with Alzheimer's.
Unfortunately, it's a growing problem, and it's a growing problem for law enforcement also because, as I said earlier, you know, law enforcement is going to be the ones, and public safety is going to be the ones that go out and search for these people. And one of the reasons we started this program is because in my tenure as a police officer, we conducted a number of searches. And unfortunately, we did not do a very good job. And when I say that, we tried. We gave it everything we had, but sometimes we just didn't find them or we didn't find them in time.
Right.
So when this came along, you know, we just kind of looked at it and said, this is a better way. This is a way that we can proactively do something and save these people's lives, plus maybe give the caregivers a little bit of peace of mind.
Absolutely. And how is Project Lifesaver supported, though?
Well, it is supported either like our headquarters is supported through grants and donations. Different agencies may support it in different ways, either through grants and donations or contributions, or maybe a sheriff's office that elects to adopt it. They may support it solely on their own. So there are different ways to do it. Right now, we have no government money involved at all.
Huh. Have you tried?
Yes, we have.
You haven't gotten anywhere, huh?
No, we have visited our state legislature here in Virginia 3 times, and we haven't gotten anywhere.
Well, this is another thing, everybody. We need to have everybody writing Congress about, because what if we had this in all the sheriff stations, you know, around the country? Think of how much that would help everyone.
Well, it would, and I can give you, for instance, since we have placed this in several states, we just had what we call a two-state intervention. We had a family from Virginia go to Florida, and while they were in Florida, in a county that we had trained and had instituted Project Lifesaver, the family member with Alzheimer's did wander off. Well, the family called that particular agency. That agency a call back, got all the information from the locality in Virginia, and 57 minutes later, they located the man and brought him back home.
Oh, wow. So that must have been impressive.
Well, yeah, we thought it was.
Yeah.
But, yes, I mean, when you look at this, and all your law enforcement agencies have this kind of capability, I think it would be tremendous.
Do you want to talk about cost? Is it expensive? Or?
Well, the program itself is not really that expensive. You know, a sheriff's office or agency can start it actually for less than it costs them for one search.
Wow.
So when you start talking about those kind of figures and they look at them, and plus the peace of mind and the community relations aspect that they have with the people out there and getting closer to the community, we've heard it termed as a win-win situation for everybody involved.
And what's the website people can go to so they can find out more about it?
www.projectlifesaver.net.
Okay, so it's .net, everybody. Projectlifesaver.net.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you see it heading? What do you hope that will happen?
Well, as you said a minute ago, I would like to see every law enforcement agency or public safety agency in the United States have this capability. Then people can travel anywhere they want, or if a person gets out and happens to get on a bus,